Firsto, all the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Eamon Torsney. It's Monday, November the 4th. I hope you're well. Coming up, candidates' last-ditch efforts to woo US voters, and report highlights concerns over appropriate care for children. Plus, we will have all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning. The Child Law Project's latest report highlights a lack of appropriate care for children. In a majority of court cases, children's hearings are still presented alongside other cases in mostly crowded court listings. It shows serious cracks in the state's responsibility to children, including acute shortages in both foster and residential care placements. CEO of the Child Law Project, Dr. Maria Corbett, is welcoming the new family law court designed to make domestic matters more efficient.
We looked at a typical day in court, and it really varies around the country as to how the cases are heard, but you can see the strain on the courts. In one example, the judge was asked to hear 160 matters in one day, and in several of the courts, the judges were so busy that they didn't break for lunch. We really are very much welcoming the new family court and believe that we need a really a clear focus on childcare.
Tensions are mounting for Democrats and Republican campaign teams ahead of tomorrow's US election. At the moment, many polls have Kamala Harris and Donald Trump neck and neck. They're both making last-ditch attempts to sway any undecided voters. But these young men in Michigan already know how they'll be casting their ballot.
This year, I am compelled to vote for Trump. When I was a kid, I remember how things used to be under a Democrat or a Republican, and how things are under either one of them is not the same anymore.
I'm going to be going for Trump. I liked when he was president 4 years ago.
A man is due in court today, charged in connection with an alleged assault of Green Party leader Roderick O'Gorman. The alleged attack happened while the Children and Integration Minister was out canvassing in West Dublin on Saturday. A man in his 30s was arrested and charged by Gardaí. He's expected to appear before Blanchardstown District Court this morning. A 27-year-old man will be back in court on Wednesday, charged with the murder of a 36-year-old man in County Kerry. Cain Horniak of Doon Road, Ballybunion, County Kerry, appeared before Cork District Court yesterday, Cliona O'Dwyer reports.
Cain Horniak has been charged with the murder of Gerard Connelly in Knockanure, County Kerry, on May 27th last. The father of one died after suffering stab injuries in Knockanure village just outside Listowel. The 27-year-old appeared before a special sitting of Cork District Court yesterday afternoon. Defence Solicitor Padraig O'Connell said a bail application would be made at a later date in the High Court. Mr Horniak of Doon Road, Ballybunion, who was wearing a grey tracksuit, did not speak during the brief hearing. The defendant was remanded in custody to appear before Tralee District Court next Wednesday.
The death toll from flooding in Spain has reached 217 people. The King and Queen were met with angry crowds in the devastated town of Paiporta when they visited yesterday. Paddy's Point is an Irish pub in the Costa Blanca which has been organising donations to help with the clean-up after the floods. The pub's owner, Hazel Connor from Clara, County Offaly, says they've been driving vans packed full of supplies to Valencia.
The clean-up operation now is probably the priority. That muck and water, and that's becoming stagnant, foul-smelling and probably dangerous. So it's going to be a long road. I'd say I think it's going to be a long time before a lot of these areas are habitable again.
Over 1,000 temporary jobs are being created by Tesco Ireland over the festive season. It's seen as a significant boost to seasonal employment around the country. The National Infertility Support and Information Group is raising awareness relating to fertility treatment here. It's the start of National Fertility Week. It wants to address the critical needs of people on their fertility journey and to see the widening of criteria for access to public funding. Chairperson of the NISIG, Katrina Fitzpatrick, says the country has significantly improved when it comes to issues related to fertility.
We will be spending the week highlighting issues relating to fertility treatment in Ireland. Now, Ireland has made significant progress in this area, and that does deserve to be recognised. A recently released fertility atlas from Fertility Europe shows that Ireland has moved to 12 out of 49 countries when it comes to fertility policy. That is significant improvement. Our previous number was number 40.
A new report says the National Broadband Plan is providing benefits for communities across the country. EY's study shows quality of life has improved for businesses and homeowners in the intervention area. National Broadband Ireland is active in all 26 counties with over 328,300 premises now able to connect to the network. Junior Minister for Communications Oisín Smith says more firms are connected to fast broadband in rural areas.
Well, this report shows that there's been an increase in customers for businesses that were surveyed in rural Ireland. And businesses have said that they would really be at a loss if they didn't have high-speed broadband. We know as well that thousands of people are now able to work from home and to study from home, no matter how remote the house that they're living in is. And we know as well that the number of people taking up the service has been much higher than was expected.
Dawson's Creek star James van der Beek has revealed he's been diagnosed with bowel cancer. The 47-year-old actor, who will appear in an American TV special based on The Full Monty, told People magazine he was feeling good and optimistic. The show will see male celebrities strip in the name of cancer research and awareness. And Coldplay's frontman Chris Martin has fallen through a stage trapdoor while performing in Australia. The 47-year-old plummeted through the hidden door backwards when he was on stage at Melbourne's Marvel Stadium. He told fans that's not planned, and it was nearly a YouTube moment before continuing with the show, apparently unharmed. Sport now, and Manchester United captain Bruno Fernandes says he apologised to former manager Erik ten Hag when the latter lost his job last week. The midfielder scored his first league goal of the season in a 1-1 draw with Chelsea yesterday evening. It was the first game for United since they confirmed that Ruben Amorim will take over from the departed Dutchman. Fernandes says he offered his condolences to his former boss.
Yeah, I spoke with him and I said to him, like, I did also apologise to him if was there something that I could have done better for him, that I feel really disappointed that he's gone. But obviously what remains with me, as he said, he feels that I've always give everything and tried to help in any way possible.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.